This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Israeli military maneuvers and shelling continued in and around eastern Rafah and southern Gaza on Wednesday, as UN humanitarians stressed that no fuel or aid was reaching the enclave. "We're not receiving any aid. The crossing area has ongoing military operations and is an active war zone," said Scott Anderson from the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA. In a short statement on social media, Mr. Anderson reported hearing continued bombardments in Rafah throughout the day. "No fuel or aid has entered into the Gaza Strip, and this is disastrous for the humanitarian response," he added. The development comes amid deepening international concerns, including from the UN Secretary General, about a full-scale Israeli military operation in Rafah, fueled by the closure of Kerem Shalom following a deadly rocket attack claimed by Hamas last weekend, and the seizure of Rafah crossing on Tuesday by Israeli forces, dashing ceasefire hopes. Unprecedented and devastating flooding in East Africa has triggered widespread displacement, with hundreds of thousands forced from their homes in Burundi, Kenya, Rwanda, Somalia, Ethiopia, and Tanzania. In an alert, the International Organization for Migration, IOM, said on Wednesday that torrential rains have unleashed catastrophic flooding and mudslides, while also severely damaging roads, bridges, and dams. More than 637,000 people have been affected by weeks of deluges, including 234,000 displaced in just the last 5 days. There is no official figure for the number of dead. The displacement numbers keep rising, the UN agency said, noting that the flooding emergency was one of the harsh realities of climate change, which has claimed lives and uprooted entire communities. Africa is highly vulnerable to climate change, despite contributing only about 4% to global greenhouse gas emissions. The Eastern Horn of Africa has particularly been impacted by alternating cycles of drought and intense precipitation over the last decade, IOM maintained. More weather news now, and a record rainfall has caused never-before-seen flooding in southern Brazil, with a growing number of casualties and massive damage to infrastructure and services. UN climate specialists have warned that there is no immediate respite in sight for the state of Rio Grande do Sul. According to the World Meteorological Organization, WMO, the El Niño climate phenomenon is responsible for the extraordinarily high amount of rain, which has killed 78 people and displaced well over 100,000. More effective global coordination is needed to respond to the dangers posed by El Niño, WMO insisted, along with better early warning measures to protect vulnerable communities. Highlighting that message, the UN agency noted that the huge extent of the flooding which swamped the airport in the state capital, Porto Alegre, and paralyzed industry. Transport links and energy and water supplies were also cut, and 110 hospitals were affected by rains, which have been persistent and heavy since 27 April, WMO said. Sinead Hart, UN News.